Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 14th, 2017. Today is Good Friday. Here are three verses from Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2, and verse 14. I waited patiently upon the Lord. He stooped to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the desolate pit, out of the mire and clay. He set my feet upon a high cliff and made my footing sure. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. It is finished. The final words of Jesus from the cross. We heard those words earlier today at our midday service here at Trinity Church. We prayed the solemn collects. We venerated the cross. We observed this annual event of commemorating Christ's death. And I have to say, every year it leaves me just a bit more desolate. It's hard to go back out into the world around us after you have spent time at the foot of the cross, contemplating the mighty acts of God in Christ. There are plenty of people who have lots of opinions of what did or didn't happen on that first Good Friday, but I have to say, I continue to be captured by all that did transpire, even that stuff that I don't comprehend or don't know. Good Friday is a mystery. And by mystery, I do not mean a problem to be solved. I mean a story to be engaged in and with and through. It's not so much that we solve the mystery is that we let the mystery enter our hearts, enter our lives, to think deeply and contemplate about this holy day. What does it mean to say that God in the flesh died a death on our behalf? That's a broader set of contemplations than I have time to explicate, or maybe even expertise to explicate in this audio diary. But I will say that every year, I always carve out a bit of time in between the services to just sit in the holy space of Trinity Church and look at the cross and contemplate and sit and be still. Keeping the timeline of Holy Week, this time of day, Jesus is already dead. Maybe just ahead of sundown, his friends are scrambling to lay his as yet not finally prepared body in a tomb, with plans to return on the first day of the week. They have to wait patiently on the Lord. They have to wait for time to run its course. And it's easy to see why the lectionary framers put Psalm 40 on a Friday evening. We can imagine the body of Jesus lying in state in a tomb. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. O Lord, on this holy day where we pause to remember all that you have done for us through yourself, your Son, Jesus Christ, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver us as well. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, we pray you to set your passion, cross, and death between your judgment and our souls, now and in the hour of our death. Give mercy and grace to the living, pardon and rest to the dead, to your holy church peace and concord, and to us sinners everlasting life and glory. For with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen.